Back out here at the Midwest Ag Expo, Gordyville, USA. And talking to our good friend Rich Eisman from First Farmers. Rich, great to see you.
Hey, thanks, Dennis.
You guys do such a good job in understanding the ag community. I think that is getting lost with some of the big banks.
As these mergers continue, a lot of banks are getting swallowed up here or merging together, and yeah, that does get lost in the shuffle. There's rules and regulations all the time, but you know, at First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're all local guys and gals that work with in our communities, you know, like go to church together and all that, so we're friends, but we understand what everybody's doing. And so yeah, this ag business gets complicated more and more every year, you know, the cost of inputs and how can we get it moved and where can we store it and who's going to take it, and all these things keep coming along. You need to have a good partner that understands that you know, we're here to help you. We're not here just to be a facilitator. We're here to be a partner with you.
At too many big banks, man, you are just a number. You know, I used to be able to walk into my bank and they'd recognize me. Now, with all the mergers, you're just a number, but that's not the case at First Farmers.
No, we take a lot of pride in trying to know everybody that comes in and out, all of our customers, whether it's deposits. And sometimes we only see people once a year when a CD renews. But we do a good job, I believe, of making sure we have a contact or a connection with them rather than just, hey, come in here and sit down here and wait and somebody will be right with you.
You guys keep growing, though, but keep having that small-town charm when it comes to customer service.
Right. I mean, all of our banks are located in small rural communities, and we do have some downtown, Lafayette, and the bigger cities, you know, working on other projects, and we're putting up hotels and apartments and subdivisions, but we're also out here working with our local farmers, and we've got everything from small, they call them hobby farms, you know, where you go to farmers markets, all the way up to some very, very large-scale operations, elevators, things. I mean, we can catch everybody in the middle. We've got financing options for, you know, leases on equipment, buildings, conventional financing. We're partners with grain elevators. We know what they're doing. You know, we kind of know what they feel like. I talk with our local ADM several times a year just on the mood of our local farmer, you know. So we like to take some pride in the fact that not only do we know our customer, our partner, but we know their business because we're involved with it too.
And you understand that these are tough times for agriculture right now with what's going on with the grain prices, but you also been around long enough to know there's been worse times.
Yeah, there's been some worse times. I mean, there's some times where, you know, you're scrambling pretty hard here, you know, to get to the next day, let alone next year. But yeah, it's tight. There's a lot of money involved, but there's a very small margin, and that's where we come in. You know, we can help you manage your money so you don't have to worry so much about how you're going to get the money, just how we're going to spend it. And we can work together with accountants and lawyers and all the people that are involved in these things and estates and passing it down to the next generation. You know, we want to be a part of that because obviously we want to help your farm continue, your business, whether it's some guys do the trucking, you know, somebody's got to do that, you know, and all that. So we're involved at every aspect.
And that's where it pays to have a lending partner that understands the ag business, because it isn't like another small business. It is so different. It's always changing, but you guys keep up with the changes.
Right. And when we go with some of these larger loans and we go to the committees and we go to our bosses and we got to have extra approval, they know the business. You know, we're not sending it off to somebody that sits in a cubicle with a tie and he just looks at a ratio and says yes or no. You know, this is the situation and this is why and this is what we're going to do to fix it. So we get to tell a story. We get to be a part. Like I said, we're partners with you. We get to be a part of what you're doing, and we get to tell our bosses that this is what we're doing to get this particular client to another level. And that, I appreciate the fact that I can do that. I can call my boss at any time and say, well, what are we doing here? How can we do this better? And that's what we're, you know, we take a lot of pride in this thing.
You can always tell how great a company is by how long their employees stay there. The longevity of the folks at First Farmers. You guys have been around for many, many years. It's a great place to work as well as a great place to bank.
Right, it is. You know, I've been here 10 years and with this bank, and I don't see any changes coming to that. You know, hopefully, I could ask my boss, right? But yeah, every once in a while we see a retirement party for one of our other lenders or people that work at the bank, but rarely do we see someone's leaving.
How can folks get more information about First Farmers Online?
So we have a website. www.ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust, it's our initials, ffbt.com. And it's a wide open array of what you can look for there, from deposit rates, home mortgage loans, car loans. You know, we also do, like on my side, the commercial and ag with conventional financing and leases. And so you can spend a lot of time. You get to see some bios on the lenders and the different people that work at the bank, and find your local connection so we can get started.
Rich, always great visiting with you.
I really appreciate the chance to have a chance to talk to you too.
From the Midwest Ag Expo, this is Dennis Michelson. We'll have more reports throughout the day.